we add the phone number and we describe it and we tell it what to do, then we click on it.
Right.
And it puts it and pushes it into Vicom. Do you want me to just manually add numbers to Vicom and not worry about this porting play thing? Like,
Okay, the porting moving numbers over. Yeah, I would say let's not use the old stuff. Let's try to use let's try to do it by hand because we can do porting by hand, right? And we just got to make sure that they're associated so they work.
Yeah. So what I do right now is I just go to the ID and I add a ID and I put it in, tell it the tenant, the truck, and what it is, and then I go to the tenant, tell it where to go. So it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of information that used to go in a bridge because it was even before Vicom was tied to, you know, the other stuff, the other PBX. And so, I mean, I can add them manually just as long as y'all are going to be able to, like, retrieve them or something, however it needs to happen. I mean, I don't care. I know how to build.
Yeah, we'll get you to put in the UI, but right now we just need to get those values in the database, right? It's not hard for us to put the values in the database. And
okay.
We'll need to modify the UI so that there's a place for it. Now, if you're not specific about where it's going to get added, you know, the team struggles with that, right?